We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
I'm a donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
So I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 8th goes to all of you that are disappointed that J. Cole apologized to Kendrick Lamar. If you haven't been paying attention because you've grown as hell, got a family, and don't give a damn what these rappers be talking about, let me give you a quick refresher. Kendrick decided to give a few bars to J. Cole and Drake on Metro Boomin' and Future Song Like That. Do we have some clips of that, Red?
For the F the Big Three.
It's just Big Me.
Okay. Now, this past Friday, J. Cole decided to respond when he dropped a surprise project called Might Delete Later. And on his 7-minute drill, he threw some shot back, threw some shots back at Kendrick. Let's listen.
But fell off like the Simpsons. Your first was classic. Your last was tragic.
So let the record show. When I heard that last week, I immediately said to myself, J. Cole needs to delete that now. Don't wait until later. Okay, I told people J. Cole sounded like he didn't even believe what he was saying about Kendrick. He said Kendrick fell off like the Simpsons. The Simpsons have been on for 35 years.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Still at the top of the game. He sounded like he had a gun to his head and he was being forced to read a bunch of stupid-ass rhetoric that he got from social media and YouTube videos. Because if it's one thing you cannot go at Kung Fu Kenny for, it's his music. That's all Kendrick stands on. That's his business, the music. He is in the business of making classic, timeless music that even if you don't get in the moment, it will be there waiting for you when you catch up. So not only did I think Cole's response was weak, I just knew he didn't believe anything he was saying. And all of that was confirmed for me last night at the Dreamville Festival when Cole decided to apologize to Kendrick Lamar. Let's listen.
In my spirit of trying to, like, get this music out, I moved in a way that was, that I feel, spiritually feel bad on me. Like, I try to, like, jab my back And I try to keep it friendly when I listen to it. And when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this catalog and his greatness, I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do.
I pray that
y'all are like forgiving for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all, past 2 days felt terrible. It let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years.
That's right. I have feelings as a man, feelings as a hip-hop fan. The hip-hop fan in me isn't disappointed, because in life you have to pick your battles, and you have to pick your battles carefully, because danger comes from trying to surpass your limits. Cole, no, he didn't really want it with Kendrick, so if you don't really want it with a person, then you are pushing yourself past the limit you aren't willing to go, and that's usually when you end up getting hurt. Not to mention, Cole said something very important in that apology. He said it didn't sit right with his spirit. You must always listen to your spirit. And Cole, the reason your Kendrick diss didn't sit right in your spirit was because you knew you was lying, okay? You knew you didn't feel like that about Kendrick's music. You are an artist, a true MC, so there is not too many people who appreciate what Kendrick Lamar does as much as you do. Kendrick Lamar don't need to be a part of every algorithm on social media, because Kendrick isn't a surfer, he's a wave. There is a difference. A lot of y'all are just surfers. You get online every day looking for a new wave to ride. Kendrick, when he drops projects, creates those waves that people ride. Period. Good Kid, Mad City. Classic album. We know this. The Pimp a Butterfly. My favorite Kendrick Lamar album. That album is Blackly Black Black. If you ask me, Kendrick re-ushered in a black renaissance in music with that album. But that's a discussion for another day. Damn is a great project. I don't know if I have it as classic status. But Cole, you said that's his prime. You said that was his peak. So if that's the case, then you think that's his best body of work. So that's three classic albums we discussing. And then Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I told y'all months ago in the future, we are going to look at that in Jay-Z's 444 as two of the most important hip-hop albums of all time. And you know when that's going to come? When you unhealed heathens get some healing, when you men grow up. And that's what we are here to talk about today. The rap fan in me understands the disappointment many of you feeling, Cole, but the man in me, who understands that I'm a spiritual being living a human existence, has nothing but respect for what J. Cole did. See, so many of us lead with pride and ego nowadays, and we let these idiots on social media, who we don't even know, peer pressure us to say things and do things that we don't even want to do. It takes a real human to check himself and say, man, what I'm doing, I don't even believe. I don't even believe in. I don't believe what I said. I don't even believe in what I did. Apologize and keep it moving. Y'all want a man to attack a man for your entertainment, because we are a culture that feeds off conflict. We just have to have some conflict to feast on. We like to see people at war with each other, because so many of us are at war with ourselves. It's really that simple. Okay, unhealed people hurt people and love to see other people hurt. Healed people and people on a healing journey aren't in the hurt business. Often individuals who have experienced hurt haven't processed their pain or developed effective coping strategies. Their unprocessed emotions can manifest as aggressive behavior towards others. And additionally, they may replicate the damaging behaviors they have experienced, a phenomenon known as the cycle of abuse. Salute to Cole for breaking the cycle, especially if he simply doesn't want to. Okay, good for you, Cole, for not succumbing to the peer pressure of your homeboys, other artists, social media, whatever it is. Okay, you as a man and rapper didn't feel comfortable with what you did. Bravo for apologizing. Bravo for doing what you feel in your spirit. So when y'all having these combos about Cole and being disappointed that he apologized, ask yourself, what's that about? Make sure that's not your wounded ego talking. And I want to say something else. Why are y'all so controlled by other people? Some of y'all had the nerve to ride with Cole when he told you the lie he told you about Kendrick's albums. He was right there all weekend, acting like Cole was right about Kendrick's projects. Whole time he was capping, and you was right there co-signing the cap. Just Friday, y'all was saying Cole is number one. Y'all had Cole 1, Kendrick 0 trending. Now that Cole has apologized for capping, y'all saying he back to number 3? Y'all calling him the middle child again? Not 48 hours after y'all was just saying he's number one? This is exactly why you should always just do you and do what your spirit tells you to do. Don't listen to none of these fools, because they never know what they want. Please give all these unhealed heathens mad at Cole for apologizing the biggest he, huh?
All right.
You are so dramatic.
Well, let's discuss. 800-585-1051. I disagree with you, though, but let's discuss.
800-585-1051.
No, no, it's not even about
you're
that.
You're unhealed heathen. We all know this.
It's, well, I am, but J. Cole, when it came to J. Cole, people always, in my opinion, slept on J. Cole. They always had a problem with J. Cole. He produced his own beats. His beats don't knock the same. In the last 3-4 years, J. Cole has been getting on other people's beats. He's been getting on records with people, embodying everything he put out. He get on First Person Shooter, and people started comparing him. He said he wants to be number one. He said he's number one. Mm-hmm. This is lyrical warfare. This ain't, nobody ever thought it was going to be the South versus the West. Nobody thought they were going to kill each other. This is lyrics.
So why are you mad at him for taking a step back?
I'm not mad at him, but if you want to be number one, and you say you're number one, and when that person comes and tests you, you can't run away. You gotta battle back. That's like me.
Says who, though?
That's how the game is played.
Who's playing the game? What if I don't want to play your game?
Caitlin Clark.
What if I take my ball and go
Clark
home?
Wanted to be number one, mm-hmm. right?
And she mm-hmm. lost.
And the Gamecocks came and watched her.
And she lost.
But she tried, and she lost.
She had no choice. It's basketball. It's sports.
But she didn't come back and apologize. She didn't come back and say, you know what?
That is a terrible analogy.
I shot 35 points. It's not.
That's a horrible analogy. This is still basketball.
You don't turn around after you don't know. This is lyrics.
It's not a game.
If you want to be number one, let's be number one.
It's not a game.
J. Cole been spitting. He's been putting the work in the last couple of years. I just don't like the fact
if his heart's not in it, right, and he decides to get in that booth and spit some weak lyrics like he did last week.
His heart was in it before?
No, it wasn't.
In First Person Shooter, his heart was in
it,
bro.
But he wasn't battling. That's what I'm saying. I would have preferred Cole, if he wanted to respond, just write some dope lyrics and say you the best.
I'm Muhammad Ali talking about he's number one. He's the best. He's saying on that song he's the best.
So keep proving you're the best by just being a dope rapper. You don't got to challenge somebody directly.
That was a challenge.
Have you ever done a DJ battle? I don't know.
Yes, I have.
I'm asking.
I have, yes.
But do you feel the need to do them now?
I don't know.
Yes, because you just go out there and you know what I'm saying?
Not strictly.
Improve you the best just by doing the work. I don't have to challenge anybody to say you the best. You don't have to challenge somebody to say you the best.
I know, I don't.
And if he decides to take his ball and go home, he can do that too.
But if you do challenge and the person gives you that work, you give him that work back.
Not if you got your ass beat. Right.
It's just an apology after the comments. Like, after him being in the comments, he sat in the comments and saw the feedback and was like, oh, man, now it don't sit right with me.
I think he wrote the record because he was in the comments.
I do. I do believe that. I don't think what
he said. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Yeah, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.